Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy, the whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in the prepared to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, we're going to be talking about what's really going on in Puerto Rico. Yes, as some of you have already heard, there have been multiple earthquakes going on in Puerto Rico. And honestly, a lot of us are reminded with a natural disaster that happened in Puerto Rico some time ago with, of course, Hurricane Maria. And all the disinformation that was coming out to make President Trump look bad. So, like I did before, I have a person on the ground over there that is going to tell me what is really going on. And that person is, of course, Ruben Obed. I'm calling him right now. And we're gonna... Yeah, calling him right now. So, hopefully this... Yep, and it's working good. So we got... Hopefully he picks up, because I told him I'm calling. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Ruben!
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Louis B. You're on live.
Ah, Louis, how you doing, brother?
How am I doing? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Here still going through the whole situation with the earthquake. So trying to keep relaxed because it's quaking every once in a while, and you know you always think the worst.
Oh, you mean things are still rocking and rolling over there?
Oh yeah, man. It hasn't stopped. It's been shaking for like the last 2 weeks now. Now the quakes are a lot less, and they're mainly in the south of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, you know, I mean, we feel them over here in the north, and you know, you worry because I mean, anything could happen. You know, the roof could cave in, and you know,
yeah. So
you worry about these things.
So what's been going on? I mean, have there been any deaths? Is it as bad as Maria?
In many ways, it's worse than Maria. Let me explain. Right now, most of the earthquakes are happening in the southwest part of Puerto Rico. The quakes are, you know, the strongest so far was last week, which was like a 6.4, which is pretty big. Then after that, we've been continuing just getting aftershock after aftershock. Mm-hmm. And they're non-stop. I mean, if you check on the seismic website, we've had, man, over 200-300, maybe even more, you know. And so everybody's on edge, you know, right now, like even the church, if they're right back in the house, they're doing this whole prayer vigil. Everybody's scared, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's really scared. But like I said, I mean, I live all the way in the north, and, you know, when you feel it over here, my first reaction is, oh my God, the people in the south, because
mm-hmm.
that's where the, you know, where the strong, you know, epicenter is. So we're all going through that. You know, most of us in Puerto Rico, you know, really can't sleep, mm-hmm. you know, because we feel anything, and it's like, oh God, you know. So we've been on edge, but I mean, like, at least the north of Puerto Rico is fine, but the south, you know, buildings got crumbled, you know, the hospital were evacuated, thousands of people, houses, like, broken, like, literally crumbled, you know. A lot of the hospitals were bringing the patients outside, and there's, I believe, there's about 2,000 or 3,000 people, like, left totally homeless, you know, and they're, like, basically outside, and the government has come, and they, you know, they put up tents and stuff, but I mean, it's bad. It's bad. And it's worse than Maria in the sense that the hurricane, you know, it came, it does its devastation, and it leaves. This is like a constant thing. Like, we don't know what's next, you know. So.
Right.
So that's what we've been going through for a while already. And
so how much of the aid money that was sent there has been used for bonuses, like back when they sent aid for Maria?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, honestly. I mean, I know, like, after Maria, a lot of the money was mismanaged,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so I mean a lot of things have happened since then, so I wouldn't be able, like, to tell you exactly one thing. But one thing I can say is that the people here in Puerto Rico are waiting, you know, they're waiting for funds and waiting for President Trump to release some money that, you know, for the disaster, which has to do with the money that was approved for Maria. So I think that they set up, I think I read that today, that they set up a kind of like a commission Trump released, I think, $8.2 billion of that money, you know, and they made this basically a way to monitor that this money goes to, you know, the people. So that's currently what's going on. But there was a lot of corruption with the money from Hurricane Maria,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of shady things that happened. I mean, the most recent one that I could remember before the earthquakes and stuff was that they were giving raises to all of the judges here in Puerto Rico. So, I mean, these are judges that make $250,000 a year, and they were going to give them all $50,000 raises. You know what I mean? Yet there's people with blue tarps and still, and, you know, so over here there's always something mm-hmm. up, you know, with the government doing something shady, so...
So, all right, let's say with the food aid and stuff like that, getting people in tents at least, are there any, like, shenanigans going on with that, like with Yolene Gonzalez?
Well, okay, well, with Yolene.
Yolene.
Carmen Yolene, right now, mm-hmm. there's a big, well, let me talk about the aid.
Okay.
Right now, the basically the entire island of Puerto Rico, like the north, and, you know, all the people who aren't, like, directly affected by the quakes, they have kind of united and bypassed the government in many ways. Mm-hmm. They're going to the south. They're bringing help themselves. They literally, like, big caravans of help going to the people from the south.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an initiative by the people, not the government. You know what I mean? The government is in there, you know. And from what I've heard, I saw a video of a lady that she was like an independent, from an independent group bringing food to the people in the South. And she was complaining that they were trying to take those things that are being fought for help and politicizing it and making it like, you know, they're becoming stumble blocks. So they're trying to mess up what the people are trying to do. So, you know, they don't seem to have been too affected, though, because it's the amount of people that are going to help is so much that they really can't do much about it. But they are interfering. In many ways, they are interfering.
Why is that? Why would they be what's the point in interfering in citizens basically making their job easier and helping their country people, their fellow countrymen?
I mean, I can give you my opinion. I think this is all politics.
Of course.
I think that this gets done to then blame it on the other party. You know, since we have elections coming up soon, you know, I figured there, you know, maybe it's an attempt to make President Trump look bad, which I think that's part of it.
How can they make Trump look bad for a natural disaster? Natural disaster, I'm going to get into, like, there's some other theories on what caused the quake later, but how can they blame Trump for this when it looks like he immediately responded and sent aid?
Okay, what happens is, like, you know, during Hurricane Maria, everybody knows that, you know, a lot of Democrats are blaming Trump, you know, for all of this. Right now, Carmen Julin, which we all know, you know, she was very, made a lot of noise during Hurricane Maria, criticizing Trump. She is, you know, she's currently the mayor of San Juan. Now, in San Juan, they do every year, and it's something, you know, it's part of the tradition, which are the festivals called La Fiesta de la Sanse, or the festivals of the San Sebastian Street in San Juan.
Yeah.
And these festivities happen every year, and where they bring artisans and artists, and it's just a big, you know, big party, you know.
Right.
You know, she's gotten a lot of criticism because, you know, right now we're basically going through this situation, and the people in the South are suffering, and Carmen Julin is like stubborn as a mule. She said, "No, those La Fiesta de la Santa, we're doing them," and you know, and that's created a whole mess. You know, because it just looks bad. So one of the complaints that I've had and a couple of other, like, public figures here in Puerto Rico have had is that they say, you know, how are we supposed to look in the eyes of the Americans and the Trump administration when you're asking for disaster relief, but yet you're throwing a huge party, and which lasts, like, a couple of days in San Juan, you know? So it just looks bad. So I think that Carmen Julin is purposely, this is my opinion, my theory, that Carmen Julin is doing this purposely so as to force Trump to kind of hold back funds and then blame him for not releasing the funds for the disaster.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I that's what I think. I think it's all strategic moves to try to make Trump look bad.
So, but in the process, this could be costing fellow Puerto Ricans their lives.
These politicians, a lot of them don't even care, Louis. They don't care. You know, and the people of Puerto Rico, that's why they've taken basically, they grabbed the bull by the horns, and they've driven themselves with help and food up to the South, you know, because they don't trust the government.
Yeah, I don't
blame
them.
Puerto Ricans, they don't trust the government here at all.
So how come they haven't overthrown them? Like, you know, this is not what we want. You know.
Well, in a way, they did recently with the whole thing with our previous governor, Ricky Rosselló.
Yeah.
You know, they got him out of there, and you know, now we have a governor lady by the name of Wanda Vasquez, and you know, everything is in that aspect. With, you know, having the governor where it's calm. You know, like, people have accepted it, you know, but there's still no trust. You know, there's no trust. People don't really trust the government here much no more.
Yeah, why should they?
Yeah. But it isn't, I mean, it isn't a situation that, you know, it would merit, you know, like a big thing, you know, against the government and best, you know, I mean, we're not to that point, like a Venezuela type situation, but you know, people are very, you know, they don't trust the government, and they're basically doing things themselves. You know, they're not waiting around for the government to do anything for them. Which in turn, I support that, actually. I think it's a good thing, you know.
No, it is. It is. I mean, you know, you actually end up showing that you could do it better and cheaper than the government. Because if the government does a $6 doorknob turns into a $10 billion doorknob once once the government gets involved. Like, look, we know the people know what their fellow people need. They come, they bring it. If they need more, hey, go. We got social media. Hey, we need this, this, and that. Send it over. And you get other citizens here. Just, you know, we like load it up, ship it out, ship it down there, bada bing, bada boom. And we don't have to worry about this sangana freaking holding it back for the cameras.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's what's going on here, Louis. Mm-hmm. You know, but the quakes have been like nonstop. Oh, I mean, damn. if you're looking at the website, I think it's called USGS, something like that, a seismic website, and on Facebook, there's one called the Red Sismica, and you'll see like every hour there's a quake. It's a quake, you know, 3.4, 4.1, 3.4, 2.9. I mean, it's like all the time, every day, you know?
Yeah, I'm going on earthquakes.usgs.gov. There was, okay, click for more information. It was, doesn't give a time to, oh, yeah, okay. So last night this morning at 12:24 a.m., there was a earthquake in Yacao, Puerto Rico.
Oh, that was in Yauco, yeah.
Yauco, okay, damn it.
But if you look, like, I don't know if that website you're looking at, if it shows all of them. But it's like back to back, you know, every couple of hours, sometimes like in the same hour, we'll get like three of them. You know, it's been crazy, man. Really, really crazy.
Yeah. There's one in, I am bad at this. Guanica.
Guanica. Yeah. All those Yauco, Guanica, all those are like, townships like in the south of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So on the Facebook site, the Red Sismica, that one is like basically kind of like a Facebook page, but they update it like immediately. It's like it'll quake right now, and 2 minutes later you'll go in there and it'll tell you exactly, you know, how big it was, what magnitude. And right there, you just like on that Facebook page, if you scroll down, you'll see them like back to back to back. I mean, the list is enormous.
Apparently, the only earthquakes that there was an earthquake in Peru. When was this? Oh, on the 15th, there was an earthquake in Peru.
Well, I heard there was one in New York, I think yesterday, up the very, very north, north New York, almost like near Canada.
All right, let me see. There was one. Oh, it doesn't say.
Pardon me?
It doesn't say on this site.
Yeah, I don't know. So I mean, like I've checked different sites and I see like a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But what are your thoughts? There was a video I showed you the other day. Apparently, that they're blaming fracking.
I watched the video about the fracking. Also, the one you sent me, then that is something that has gone around, and David Bicknell, the reporter, did address that particular video, and they were asking other people whether or not there was fracking in Puerto Rico. Now, the consensus amongst the media is that no, there is no like fracking in Puerto Rico or not. Now, but we all know about fake news, so. You know, I mean, I think that these are just natural occurrences. But then again, I don't discard the possibility of the whole fracking, because that could be it too. You know, like what happens is, like the last earthquake, major earthquake Puerto Rico had was back in 1918, and that was also near the south of Puerto Rico. Mm. And on that one caused a 7, that was a 7.0, and caused a tsunami. Mm. You know, and that was 100 years ago. So, you know, it's 100 years later, and we're right there. I mean, you know, I think that's why I think it's more of a natural occurrence. Hmm. You know, because of the time frame, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Please. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but the church is, they're doing, in like, back of my house, they're doing a big, not an event, but basically like a vigil.
Yeah.
And they have the ministers praying out there. They call it the humillación. It's like kind of like a humbling towards God, you know. Yeah. People are scared, man. People are really scared.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I, you know, I keep calling to see, you know, how my family's doing over there. So far, they're fine.
What part are they from?
I got some family in San Dulce.
Okay.
I got some family in Aguadilla, and the rest, they're scattered somewhere, because my grandfather from my dad's side was a fucking freak.
Like, well, in Santurce and Aguadilla, you know, they're really not, like, in a danger zone. I mean, it's the South. The South is really, really getting hit bad.
Like, I know my grand aunt or my great aunt, I don't know what's the proper terminology. My mom's aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be my great aunt.
Great aunt, yeah. I would call it great aunt.
Great aunt, yeah. So yeah, she's fine. I mean, you know, but which is good, because she was a little messed up during the hurricane.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think the only people doing good right now are the Jibaros.
Well, the Jibaros, it depends if they're Jibaros in the South, they're screwed too, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they probably see it as a blessing in disguise. You know, they don't have to do much mixing. They just, you know, stick their hand out the window with the pot.
Well, that's what I wish I was, a Jibaro.
Yeah, Jibaro.
Some Amish, Puerto Rican Amish.
Puerto Rican Amish, yeah. They're like, we're going to follow the Coquis into the mountains.
You know, but I mean, the thing is, I mean, let me tell you, these houses, they're made out of concrete, you know,
yeah.
And the roofs, like in my house, it's basically just a big slab of concrete. So, I mean, in a strong earthquake, if that roof falls on you, I mean, you're going to die. It's going to crush you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, people who have wooden roofs, and actually there haven't been too many deaths. I think that maybe have two or three, but one of the deaths was an elderly man, 73 years old, and his wall fell on top of him. He was asleep.
Damn.
You know?
Well, at least he was asleep. At least he was asleep.
Well, I mean, that's what the news said, but,
you would hope.
Pardon me?
You would hope. I mean, because imagine how scary that would be.
To show you the magnitude of, like, how strong these quakes have been here.
Hmm.
You know, and it's sad. And people have opted to sleep outside in their cars. And you know what? It was crazy. I saw one house in particular, and they were near a mountain, and they had a car outside. And when they showed the picture, there was a boulder about half the size of the house that fell from the mountain and landed on top of the car.
Oh.
And I said to myself, oh, my God, what if that person would have had the bright idea to say, I'm sleeping outside tonight. You know, maybe I'm sleeping in the car. I mean, I don't think that happened, but the car had a giant boulder on top of it, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, it's scary, man. It's something that I don't think anybody's experienced it, like anything like this before.
Man, so I mean, goodness, what are they planning? What is the government? What are the people planning to do to, like, Because now they got, now, you know, of course, the reality of Maria. I mean, hurricanes have always been a threat to the island. But now earthquakes, which were rare. Like, now you have to prepare for that. I mean, what's next? Like, what?
Well,
I mean, it's like, what do they have against us? Whoever's sending these shits after us.
I don't know, but, I mean, look, when the biggest one hit last week, I think it was last Tuesday, that was a 6.4. It messed up a lot of the power plants in the South. Like, right now, Puerto Rico is operating on one power plant, and one of the other major ones, they said that it might take even a year to repair it.
Oh, damn.
So right now, if we get hit by another strong quake, another 6-point-something, the power will go out on the entire island because all the plants are in the South, and they distribute the power to the North. So if the South goes down, we go down with it. You know, I mean, so in many ways, this is similar to Maria, many, many ways.
What kind of power plants are they?
Like the big, you know.
Is it nuclear?
Generation plants.
Are they nuclear?
Oh, no, I don't think they're nuclear. I don't think that at all. They're probably, you know, petrol and maybe gas and coal and stuff. But I know it's not nuclear.
Okay.
God forbid. with all the mismanagement here, the last thing we need is a nuclear plant, man.
Yeah, you know, you go, Titi would be coming home and she's like, yo, shut off the light. The lights are off. Oh, that's me.
Yeah. So don't give them any ideas.
Well, this is not the first time they radiated Puerto Ricans. I mean, look what they did to Don Abiso Campos.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they killed him. Injected him with radioactive isotopes. So it's not they already know. I'm not giving them new ideas.
Well, I don't want them building no power plant here, no nuclear one.
Yeah, how's about, like, you know, Puerto Rico, you know, can't they do, like, hydroelectric or like burn the trash like they do in Holland? They burn their trash for electricity. Wouldn't that work?
I mean the whole hydroelectric, I saw something online and it was like a design that they have put out it works on the with the waves. So I figured, I mean, hydroelectric works perfectly. Like, me personally, like, in my house, I transitioned totally solar. You know, I live totally off grid. I don't pay electric bill. When the hurricanes hit, I have power. You know, when the earthquake hit, boom, I got power. And I was forced to do that because I don't trust the energy company here.
No.
You know, so I think if they haven't done hydro here, I don't know why. I mean, we're surrounded by ocean. That would be free power, you know?
Yeah. Well, virtually free because you still got to pay people to, like, maintain.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the thing is the oceans are always going to, like, move. You know, so, like, yeah. It'll be free power for them. They don't sell it to us, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at the very least, you know, like, ease up on the people there so that way they could pay the high taxes. Are there high taxes over there?
I would say yes and no. You know, if certain things are, like, for example, if you go to a store, well, you know, sales tax is pretty much the same. You know, over here we don't pay federal taxes. You know, like, if you're from your job, all you pay is, like, the state tax. So in that aspect, no. But then when things are imported here, they accrue taxes already. So it's like you go to the store right now, a gallon of milk costs you $7.
Damn.
You know, so, yeah. You know, a dozen of eggs can easily cost you $4. You know, so some things are really expensive, some are not. So it's kind of like, in the end, it kind of evens out. you know, because jobs don't pay much here either. I mean, mostly everybody gets like minimum wage unless they have like, you know, really, really good job. But, you know, they make minimum wage, but a rent in a decent house here might be, you know, you get a house for $350, $400. Mm. You know, sometimes with the electric and the water included. So, you know, some things are less, some things are, you know, like I said, it kind of evens out. You know, it's like you go to New York over there, okay, yeah, you're making $20 an hour, but your rent is $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. Goodness. I mean, I'm just, so, oh, man, I'm fighting something. I got these allergies kicking my ass. So goodness, we talked about possible corruption. So you haven't seen any corruption going on yet, aside from them trying to block people from helping.
Yeah, well, from what the lady said on the video, it seemed. I mean, this is what I understood from the video, that they came to somewhere in the South. And that the government had put, like, some people, like, organizing kind of like, oh, yeah, you're bringing, oh, okay, bring your stuff over here. You know, in other words, they were trying to, like, take the donations and for them to micromanage it, you know, and in the end, people don't get the help. So the donors, they're like, no, we're taking this, that's our stuff, and we'll just go somewhere else and find people who need and give it directly to them, you know.
Yep.
So, you know, in many ways, it just seems like the government people are kind of like trying to take control of something that they're not putting out there.
Mm. That's just sick. That's just really just sick and fucking, like, it's like, it's almost like they want their own people to die. I mean, so what? They take so people die so that way they can get rich people in and make all these like these resorts so that way, you know, they could just get.
It could be all of the above, Louis. You know, and it could be to make the, you know, the political party, you know, make them look bad, you know, like before the elections. Oh, the political party right now is no good. Look at how they address the earthquake. You know, you need to vote for somebody else. You know, I mean,
I wonder what Gomaya is saying about this.
You know, it's funny, man. Now that you mention, I haven't actually watched Gomaya recently. I need to get up to date, but Gomaya is usually really on point.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. It's back on the air on La Mega TV. I haven't watched it because I don't, you know, pay for it.
You haven't watched it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. She's back with a vengeance.
Oh.
Yeah, man. But it's good. I like Lapo Mai because I think, I mean, honestly, even though, like so if somebody from the States that's never seen it, they probably think it's, like, you know, fake news because it's a doll. But it's, like, the most accurate and true. It's like the Komai gets everything first, even before the regular news, you know?
And it's in the perfect format because, you know, Puerto Ricans do love their chiefs, man.
Yeah.
Their gossip. For those of you, let me explain to the gringos that are listening. La Comay, or The Godmother, is a show, basically it's a puppet show, but the puppet discusses the gossip and real news of the islands pertaining to either celebrities or more often than not politicians. And for a while it was kicked off the air, not for low ratings, but because the Comay was such a shit stirrer that they had to get rid of it. But now recently it's back on the air, and it sounds to me that it's keeping its fine tradition and pissing off people by telling the truth.
Yeah, and it was the number one show in Puerto Rico for, like, man, for decades.
Now,
number one show.
Now, if Project Veritas came out with a puppet show and did that very same thing. Oh my God.
I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Do the godmother. Just totally rip off the idea and you know, have James O'Keefe in fucking stockings and drag and just start, you know.
That would be such a great idea, man.
Have Steven Crowder write for it. James O'Keefe, like the godmother, where it's just like, you know. Or the aunt, because the aunt is that's like the sassy gossiper for Americans.
Oh man, but those things are needed, man. Yeah, especially now with the whole mess with politics going on and Democrats fighting the Republicans and.
Oh yeah,
we need a godmother.
Yeah, the godmother just to jump in and you know, and it's not partisan. Whoever does something stupid gets the whip. Just get, you know. Oh, you know, this Republican, you know, he likes to wear women's underwear and he's been using money to like oh man, that'll piss off the neocons too. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
La Comay. Like the first time I ever seen the Comay, I was like, I think 7 years old when I went to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And I was like, Dad, who's that? I was like, oh, that's a Comay. And people, like all the old people were just watching it. It was like Sábado Gigante. All the old people were gathered watching it, just laughing. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I remember them showing a video of, I guess, a politician ripping down a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Ripping down a competitor's sign. You know, and they were just laughing.
But like, oh my God, gets into everything, yeah. Man. Politics, you know, religious things, everything. She'll criticize anything that comes out. Any dirt, you're done.
Don't give a fuck.
That's like, oh my, man.
She don't give a fuck. I mean, honestly, I'm surprised they haven't stolen that idea here. They still, America's Got Talent everywhere. Fantasy something, I forgot. They have like different versions of that same show everywhere. How come they don't have a Comay?
that is weird. I mean, especially if it's a show that gets such high ratings, why hasn't it been imitated? Not even that. Not even in the American side of things, but in Latin America, other countries, they don't have a Comay. It's only Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Well, that's because, I mean, you know, I guess they're afraid of having something like that out there. You know, you can't have anything like that out there. You, like, look at the X-Files. The X-Files had a lot of real shit. They were discussing some real shit. And,
mm-hmm.
And then they cancel it. And then when they re-release it, it's like mad sanitized.
Yeah.
So you can't, they put a kibosh on, no, we can't be having these motherfuckers know the truth.
I mean, imagine that. You speak on Facebook and you get censored. It's like, oh, you're not allowed to say that, you know. Oh, and then now speaking of that, now you're talking about that subject.
Yeah.
Look at what happened like this week. Mm-hmm. I think not even this week, the last couple of days. There is a radio host here in Puerto Rico, and he made a comment about Carmen Yulín, and he called her a perra or a bitch, you know? And basically, he said what he, quote, I'm quoting kind of what he said. He's like, because he was angry to the of the fact that Carmen Yulín was approving and going ahead and saying, we're still going to do the fiestas of La San Sebastián, that we're going to continue doing that, and you know, there's a lot of indignation because they're saying, look, you know, our fellow people are hurting and suffering, and you guys want to throw a party? And so he, you know, he went on air, he was talking, and he said that she was a perra,
yeah.
You know, and then he said she's the most egotistical perra and blah, blah, blah. The thing is, what happens? They fired the guy.
Yeah.
Just because he expressed himself about Carmen Yulín.
I mean,
you know,
where's the lie?
Pardon me?
Where's the lie? What did he lie about?
He didn't lie about anything. He simply, it's like right now, if I say, oh, Obama's a big turd and I get fired, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, where's the free expression? And it was a political commentator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if, you know, I mean, and maybe it was a little bit inappropriate, but, you know, he said perra. He didn't even curse on the air. He said perra, which means dog, female dog.
Female dog, yeah.
You know? And, he gets fired for that.
Hell,
I remember
when my grandmother was arguing with this lady who she was renting an apartment to that wouldn't mm-hmm. pay, she didn't pay her rent. And after 6 months, he sees her. Like, she sees the lady. She's like, mira perra. I'm like, uh-oh. As soon as I had to run, like, no! Mira perra, ¿por qué tú no pagaste? Like, uh-oh.
Those some fighting words.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Like, grandma, you're in your 80s. You can't fight.
But you know what, Louis? What bothers me is the double standard. Because
oh, yeah, of course.
All of a sudden, you fire this radio host just because he calls the governor, the mayor of San Juan, calls her a perra, a dog. But yet, Rashida Tlaib in Congress can call Trump a mother effer, and you know, nobody does anything.
You know you could curse.
You know what I mean? Huh?
You know you could curse. This is uncensored.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Rashida Tlaib called Trump a motherfucker. There you know, you go, and it's like, okay, so you know, somebody from Congress, right, calls the president of the United States a motherfucker. You don't even give her a memo.
Yeah.
But then somebody here in Puerto Rico from a radio show calls the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulín, a perra, and all of a sudden fired him. And you get this public backlash as if you did. And some people were saying about him, saying, oh, that's not how you talk about women. That's not how you talk about the Puerto Rican woman.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
She's not a woman. Hey, yo, cabrona, that's what she is.
Well, that's the thing. Those are the same people that listen to rappers like Anuel, who curses and calls women dogs and calls them. It's ironic, man.
Yeah. I mean, me, I would have doubled down. I'm like, you're right. I shouldn't have called her perra. I should have called her fucking cabrona. If she don't like that, she could come fight me. Because, you know, I know that one word.
Okay, but you know word. What? But this same week,
yeah.
Carmen Yulín addressing the people of Puerto Rico who said, you know, that they were complaining about her throwing the fiestas of San Sebastián.
Yeah.
She said, que se dejen de pendejadas la gente. In other words, she's calling all pendejos. She's the mayor. Oh, but no, they let that slide. Nobody fires her for calling us pendejos if we don't agree with, you know. I mean, it's just... Democrats, man, they get their little butts covered and nothing. You can't touch them.
What about that guy that his email's leaking? He's saying, oh, you know, the crows need dead bodies to eat. Or, which honestly, I still laugh when I remember this. When in one of the emails he said that Ricky Martin is the biggest is a very big misogynist because he doesn't sleep with women, he only sleeps with men. That's how big of a misogynist he is. I was like, well,
you're talking about the previous government.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can you rephrase the question? I mean,
well, no, I'm just saying he got kicked out. How come?
Oh yeah.
He got kicked out for those emails. So she could call people basically, pendejo would be like an asshole, right? Like an asshole. Call people assholes who don't agree with her. Which okay, it's her right to say. But you see this dude, you know, who, in my opinion, accurately calls her a bitch. Because it's like, okay, during Maria, you were letting people die instead of passing out the food until there was a camera to show, to you know, for the photo op. It's like, come mm-hmm. on, man. Come on. You can't, you don't do that to your own people. And it
all goes back to the same thing.
Politics.
Carmen Yulín is one of these Democrats.
Yeah.
Just like a Bernie Sanders, just like these Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and AOC, you know. And then Ricky Rosselló, even though, I mean, he was, you know, I didn't like him too much, but damn, he represented the Republican Party. So it's like anytime a Republican does something, it's like, oh, my God, the world's going to come to an end. Mm. But then all of a sudden... you know, you got people like Carmen Julian, you got people like Hillary Clinton, Obama. They've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody touches them. It's like they run unscathed all the time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, that's why it's up to us to like curse them out to their faces.
You know,
next time she comes to New York, not for nothing,
and not because I'm a Trump supporter, but Melania is one of the most beautiful first ladies ever. You know, why doesn't Esquire or any of these magazines put her on the centerfold?
I don't know.
He's a supermodel.
Have you seen, they
want Michelle Obama.
Have you seen the president of the Czech Republic? Oh shit, she
who?
Thick. The president of the Czech Republic, she thick.
Oh no, I haven't seen it.
I mean. Wait, let me see if I can Google her picture. Wait, how you... Yeah, okay. Oh. All right, let me see. I could be wrong. Probably not the Czech Republic. Oh, no, that... Nope, wrong. Whoops. People gonna Google Czech Republic president and see this old man and hear me say that he's thick. Wait a minute. Whoops.
Probably some bald dude.
Nah, he's not bald, but you know, it's like, Okay, let me see. Oh, okay, here it is. Found it. What's her name? Oh, President of Croatia.
Okay, in fact, I'm gonna look that up now.
The president of Croatia. Cool. She thick. I'm talking about Bing Bang Boom, like President of Croatia bikini. Just she's official.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up over here. My internet's acting really slow.
Yeah. Czech Republic. Why was I thinking Czech Republic? And the old.
Hold on.
It takes me
forever just to look for something. You said the president of
Croatia. Yeah, bikini.
Oh, bikini. All right. But I'm gonna write it just like that. In.
Yeah.
All right. Croatia bikini. That like sounds so wrong on so many levels. All right, hold on. Let me see. Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's a 10.
Yep. I mean, Melania. Okay, you know she. You know, as much as I respect the first lady, parece tiene un cara que she smells something like somebody farted. Like mira qué pasó.
Well, I mean, you know, she's like shy, I think.
She just looks, she, you know? the way she, like, she says, se pone la cara, like, yo, who fought it?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, like, her eyes are, like, really, like, thin. It's like, she's got that look. Like, yeah. I know what you're trying to say.
Like, the only time I ever got that look from a woman like that was when my mom was about to kick my ass when I was a kid, like, uh-oh. No te pongas sus ojos así.
I mean, maybe, because he's got that, like, Amazonish kind of, like, appeal, you know, that kind of, like, sexiness, little squinty eye kind of look.
I don't know. Like, you know, a woman looks at me like that, I'm ready to bust a move. Like, like, nah, you ain't stealing on me.
Melania, but they don't give her, man. They don't give her the press coverage she deserves.
I'm more of a Tiffany Trump type of guy, though.
Pardon me?
I'm more of a Tiffany Trump type of guy.
Really?
Yeah, I think Tiffany's
Tiffany good. Trump?
Tiffany, yeah, I like Tiffany.
Hmm.
I don't know, something about
I don't
Tiffany.
See it.
You know? I don't know, she looked... Look, I like meat on the bones. She's not she just I don't know what it is.
Hey, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Honestly, she looks classy in the streets, but you know, You look. You put a ring on it. She giving you the butthole.
Isn't that Marla Maples' daughter, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the times I've seen her, I don't know. Maybe I haven't like really looked well, but I don't know. She didn't seem too attractive, at least to me. But I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen her like properly.
I don't know. I'm all about the Tiffany.
You know. I look at Ivanka and I think, damn, Ivanka's like really elegant, really poised, kind of like a Disney princess style. I don't know.
I just need a teeny drop of slut. That's it. That's all I need. Classy.
Well, you know
else.
What? I can understand because I think Pamela Anderson is like fire hot.
Not anymore. Ever since she caught the hepatitis, I'm like, nah.
Well, I mean, I understand what you mean, you
man,
know.
That's too
but
much.
I heard her in an interview, and she talked about that, and then and she said that kind of makes her even sexier because it's supposed to be like makes her dangerous. I mean, she said something like that. She was joking about it.
Yeah. No. You know? That's not the way. You know, I can see jumping off a plane. Jumping off a bungee, but if there's a risk of my webbles falling off, nah.
Okay, all right, but then what do you say? I got one for you.
Okay.
I dream of Jeannie.
Now or then?
Then. No, not now. She's an old lady now,
yeah,
but.
Because if it's now, I'll wreck that fucking pussy so bad, knock her fucking hip out of place. I don't give a fuck.
You know. You got Jeannie for My Dream of Jeannie.
I'd fuck Betty White for out of respect.
What about you know who I think is like awesome too? Mm-hmm. God, what's her name? The one that did Terminator, Sarah Connor.
Hell no.
Come
wait,
on,
wait,
bro.
Now or then?
Sarah.
No.
Both. I think she's aged very well.
Yeah. You want to know who aged very well? Sophia Loren.
I can't remember her face right now.
Okay. Who else? I can't think. Sophia Loren. Yeah.
Oprah.
Only for self defense. Only out of self defense would I fuck Oprah.
I would fuck Oprah with your dick.
Yeah, I mean that's the only way. If it's either that or you know getting fucked in the ass by Stedman, I'm fucking Oprah.
Oh man, Oprah's nasty. That's nasty, man.
And I feel really bad about it because you know her pussy stank.
That's nasty.
You know her pussy stank. You know she rich. She don't gotta freaking clean herself.
That's crazy, man. Well, there's another one, Rosie O'Donnell. What do you think of that?
I'd do that just to like you know, just to fuck with her. Just you know. Ah, yeah. How much of a lesbian you think you are now, huh? Huh? Take that.
Damn,
huh?
Louis, I knew it's crazy, but not that crazy.
It's like, huh? I'd do that for the culture.
For the culture.
For the culture.
No, man. That's you can't do that, Louis. that's too low, man.
Look, some people gotta do what they gotta do to help, you know, I'm doing my part.
But that sounds like that just sounds like some kind of like a fetish or like a death wish. Look, I mean, there's no turning back after something like that.
Look, I'm not saying I'll be proud of it. It's not like I'll be like brag about it, but it's like, you know, sometimes you gotta fight this war however you fight it.
Oh, no, man.
You gotta, you know, it's like. You know, you fuck her asleep, and then you put like a Trump hat on her and take some pictures. That'll fuck her up real good.
Oh, man. In fact, maybe that's what's provoking the earthquake in Puerto Rico, man. Just the thought of that.
Yeah, maybe. I should stop thinking of revenge fucking Rosie O'Donnell.
That's horrible, man.
Yeah.
you better go to the Catholic Church and repent from that one.
Nah, I go to the Botanica, get some of that water, spritz it on the nuts, and I'm good.
Agua maravilla.
Yeah. Go to the Brujo, sprinkle some goat's blood.
Man,
light some candles.
You know, it's funny when you talk about that, though, man. But honestly, like, I think that part of the reason why this place is shaking, man, is because of all of that brujería going on here, too. I'm telling you, I think God is angry.
That could be it, too.
There's a lot of that. Right now, you go to the beaches, and, like, certain areas of the beaches, if you go to, like, the back, You find a whole bunch of bags of dead animals and dead chickens and stuff that people threw, like, some sacrifices and rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, no wonder God's mad. All
right, well, you know, why don't they, you know.
Don't sound like
Pat Robertson. You know, huh? Don't sound like Pat Robertson. It's like, America was attacked because of homosexuality. Like, shit.
Oh, no. Pat Robertson goes overboard sometimes, you know.
Oh, Haiti was, that's what he said about Haiti. Haiti was attacked. Haiti was hit by the earthquake because of their voodoo and their, like, damn, Pat. What about the people that don't do it? Like,
Haiti had an earthquake. Well, you know what? It's funny. I got an argument, actually, about that with this guy. I mean, because, you know, like, I study a lot of scripture, but I've never been, like, a fanatic. And I don't ever want to be no fanatic, you know. But I do, study scripture a lot. And this guy, so we're talking about Puerto Rico, and this guy goes and says, Revelation 16, you know, I'll read it. And then I said, you know what? And I said, I have read it plenty of times, but you know what? Just for you, I'm going to read it again. So then I read it again, and I noticed, right, that he was referring to the part in Revelation 16 when it talks about, like, that the islands will pass away. So he's trying to say, in his crazy-ass fanaticism, he's trying to say that that the Bible's talking about Puerto Rico, and that's why it's quaking. But the shit is that, see, in that particular passage, there's actually seven angels that are delivering the wrath of God. So the island passing, right, you know, and about the earthquakes and that, it's actually the seventh angel. So I said, okay, so what are you trying to say? So what about the other six angels? You know, God just skipped them?
Yeah, no,
you know, right? He got furious. He got mad at me, man, you know? But it's like, I believe in God and I believe in the Bible, but it's like, just because the earth shake don't mean that's like we're in the apocalypse, you know? And that's a problem, man. Like, you know, Christianity gets a bad name because of all these cuckoo fanatics.
Yeah. So anyways, you know, we've been on here for an hour. So what can people do to help Puerto Rico right now?
Okay.
I know de Blasio or D-Bag is sending some help, but I don't know if it's going to the right people. I think he's just going to hand it off to, you know, this perra. Go ahead. Try to get me off the air. Huh, Yaline? Huh? Huh, pendeja? Huh? Bring it. I dare you. I'll call your husband a cabrón. I swear to God, to his face,
I don't think he has a husband.
I'll call your wife. I'll call your wife and call her a puñeta. How's about that? That's what I'll do. Fuck with me.
Well, look, I mean, honestly, Louis, speaking seriously, I think, this is my opinion, I personally don't believe much in, like, charity organizations unless they're, like, really well-established. I think that if people want to help somebody, I think they should help them on the personal, like, personal level. you know, like if you know a family in Puerto Rico or you have family members and you want to like send them some help or send them some money like directly, I would go that route. I mean, because right now, you know, you don't know who you're sending your help to. You know, if you send it to the government, we really can't trust them. If you send it to a charity organization, there are a lot of people out there that invent their own charity and then they keep the money. So it's really, you know, I would say that I would, if I were to send help, I'd probably send it like to news organizations, you know?
Really?
You know, like I would say, you know, if they have like a drive or something legitimate coming out in the news, this charity is helping out, like I would do it like that. But, you know, people got to be careful because they will steal the money here, man.
Yeah.
Corruption here is rampant.
All right. So, do you have anything you want to promote?
Let me see. Well, not really at the moment. I mean, like, I've been doing, like, a lot of stuff on YouTube, you know, and I think, like, the most recent production I've done is a song called Trump Latinos in America, and people can look that up on YouTube. That's, like, my most recent Trump song for the campaign.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, I'm not, like, actively promoting it at the moment, but, you know, it would be nice, like, to, you know, give it a little boost and let it snowball a little bit.
Right.
And like Trump Latinos in America on YouTube by Ruben Obed.
Trump. In fact, fuck it, let me play it now then.
Okay, that sounds good.
Fuck it, let me, like, in closing, let me go pull up the YouTube. Trump Latinos in America. And of course it's not freaking. Okay, let's try this again. Trump. ready? And can't find it.
Yeah, if you want, just put Ruben Obed right after it. It might pop up real quick. Title's a little long.
Alright. Greatest Trump supporter, the Latino Trump anthem by Ruben. No, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's not it.
Okay, found it 2 months ago. Trump Latinos in America. Alright, this is Ruben Obed's song. Trump Latinos in America.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, hey!
Trump Latinos in America.
Trump Latinos in America, baby.
Trump Latinos in America.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, yeah.
Trump Latinos in America.
Trump 2020, Trump 2020.
Trump Latinos in America.
Rubén Gómez Bolívar. It's almost
to do it again.
It's time to recognize what he's done.
Yes, I'm Boricua.
Holy shit, that's a banger.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate you playing it on there, man.
Damn. I'm sorry. Everybody, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have to do this.
Wow, you played it twice, bro. That's a heck of a promo.
I had to for the culture. For the culture.
Awesome, man. I appreciate that a lot, man.
I was like, oh, and then you hit that high note. I'm like, okay. I'm wet.
you said I'm wet. The first thing I thought was Rosie O'Donnell again.
I'm moist.
Man, huh?
No, go ahead. Like, I'm moist.
Man, but it's just, you know, I'm like, I've been trying to promote, like, all, you know, my material and stuff, but, you know, and then I really appreciate you playing around on air because, like, on this end, it's you know, very uphill, you know, Facebook censors me, YouTube censors me, and it's been really, really hard, so, you know. By you playing it, it helps me out a lot. And when people share, like, the music, you know.
I just sent it to Savannah Hernandez.
To who?
I just sent it to Savannah.
Savannah.
Savannah Hernandez.
Mm, heard. I'm not too familiar. Who's Savannah Hernandez?
The Latina on InfoWars.
Oh, from InfoWars. God. Damn, my brain is shot.
You know, the cutie.
My friend,
huh? She's a cutie.
I'm telling you, that goes to show you how out of it I get.
No, it happens. So, anyways, like to thank you for coming on. Like as always, you're always welcome to come on whenever you want. Send me more of your music, so that way I could feature it here, because I like to play unsigned artists here, and that's definitely going into the rotation.
Okay, awesome, man. I appreciate that a lot. Yeah, I'll make sure I'll send you some new stuff. And I have to say something off air. It's kind of like off subject.
Oh, okay.
But that video you sent me yesterday about why you're still childless.
Oh yeah.
I watched it like 20 times, and I was just dying, man. I was dying. That was so funny.
Yeah.
That was so, you know, and then your eyes and your face, and I'm like, I just kept watching it.
That was me at work, and that little girl was screaming like that for like an hour because she didn't want to, like, I hear her, like, her mom's like, go into the shop. Go take a bath. Like, I'm like, damn. I'm like, and then I'm like, this girl sounds like she's getting murdered. Like, what the? Come on. I'm like, and then I just like, yo, nah. I can't deal with this.
Man, and you know, and it's funny. And then the other video you sent, it was the Maricon.
The Maricon,
oh my God.
The
Maricon. Bro, I was dying. I almost peed my pants here. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, that was, it was a double joke because her name was Maricon.
I'm not sure, but I think I shared that on my Facebook page.
Yeah, I specifically targeted her because her name was Mary Cohn.
That was it was awesome though. It was epic because it's like, yeah, it is me.
Yes, I'm Mary Cohn.
Man, it was really, really funny, you know.
And then she's like,
Thing yesterday. I was kind of sad.
Yeah.
And those two videos, I mean, just made my night.
Like, no, I'm not a lesbian. I have two children.
Like, and then you said, well, a lot of heterosexual people, you know.
Join the lesbian, gay, and bisexual.
Oh my God, that was funny. I mean, I'm telling you, that was both of those, but that one in particular with the Maricon, that shit should go viral, you know. I send it to a couple of, you know, people, you know, that are cool, because, you know, there's a lot of uptight asses, too.
Oh, dude, I called this,
huh?
This is another prank call, and let me, like, end it. This is another prank call where I call a Mexican restaurant. And I, as a white person, and I ask, "Do se vende jugo de mamao?" They're like, "What? Jugo de mamao?"
But let me tell you, let me ask you: are those like real pranks?
Yes.
Or is it? Like, are they like they're real or
they're
real? Fake, right?
No, they're not fake. I'm fucking with real people. I'm ruining.
What makes it even funnier.
I'm ruining people's days. I call the fuck with people. I leave like a huge turd in the middle of their living room, and I let them deal with it. Like I have this
man,
one. I had this one lady thinking that we charged her phone. $100, like $10 a minute for a wake up call.
Oh my God.
And there was this other lady I called. She was from the Bronx and she's like, yo, you didn't tip our delivery guys. And I didn't tell her it was a prank. I just let her believe that the Chinese restaurant called her back to curse her out for not tipping.
Oh my God.
So she's like, oh, well, I said, go around the corner and leave a tip. So I don't know whether she went there and cursed out some chinos. I don't know. She's not knowing what's going on.
Man, so in other words, it was probably this, you know, this young girl named Jaritza working for $6 an hour at the Chinese place saying, ¿Qué le pasa a esta? ¿Qué le pasa a esta que vino aquí? Y tiene esos 10 pesos, right?
Like, which one of you fucking Chinese motherfuckers called me at 3 o'clock in the morning telling me why I didn't tip? Fuck it, let me play it now. Before I go, let me play it. Let me just... let's play it. Let's play it. Why not? Just... Because I ruined this date. I ruined this lady's night so fucking bad, yo.
Oh, man, you're such a bad influence.
Just fucked her up. She got fucked up for no reason. Like, I for no reason I do shit to people. Like, for nothing. They get called. I mean, technically it's her own fault because she, like, left the menu with her phone number on the floor. So it was like, you were asking for it. Here it is.
Hello.
How you doing? My name is David Lee.
Hold on. Say that again.
Hey, how you doing? My name is David Lee. I'm calling because I'm calling on behalf of my uncle. He owns the Red Flag restaurant. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, you ordered food from the Red Flag Chinese restaurant?
Which one?
Red Flag.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been getting, you know, our delivery guys have been complaining that you guys been stiffing them on tips whenever he goes to deliver to you.
Yes. Sometimes my grandmother, she can't afford a tip. But I've been calling y'all for 18 years.
Yeah.
And I've never shortened up on a tip until my grandmother started getting old.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of messed up that you do that because, you know, these guys, you know, we try to, you know, do well for our guys. But, you know, in order to keep the food at an affordable level, you know, we gotta, you know, we can't really pay our delivery guys well. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to put you on the blacklist.
Oh, shit. Is this delivery?
What? No. I'm not calling from the restaurant.
No, but is that the restaurant you're talking about?
Yeah.
Do you even know the number to the restaurant we're talking about?
Not off the top of my head because I don't eat that shit. That's the stuff that we make for the poor people. I eat the, you know.
That shit you make for poor people?
Yeah. I mean, we were thinking about accepting EBT cards, but, you know, then...
You're thinking about accepting EBT cards?
Yeah, I mean, but then we'll have, like, a whole bunch of people trying to pay with damn food stamps and, you know, trying to get chicken, you know...
Well, baby, I don't have food stamps, but you know...
Well, then why are you stiffing our drivers, our delivery guys?
I'm calling for something in the Bronx, but you're calling from California.
Yeah, well, no, that's my number. I live in Cali, but I'm in New York City for business.
You like me to stop calling? I will stop calling.
Look, yeah, no, I mean, if honestly, if you call and we deliver it to you and we don't get a tip or the driver don't get a tip, they might just kick your ass.
Yo, you know what? You can suck my dick.
You got one? You sound like you got two.
Come over if you want to. I will pop you on your fucking seat.
You don't want me. You don't want me going there. We
suck my dick.
All right. You got two, probably. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Man, you ruined that lady's night.
Like I'm a fucking tax collector.
What happened?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to stay quiet.
What the fuck do you want? Why are you calling me for a delivery man? I hope the way you are rapping me, somebody's paying you for this shit. Cause you're the fucking dojo.
I'm the owner. I own my own dojo. I teach mixed martial arts.
There's no way in hell you calling me 3 in the morning.
Yeah, well, I gotta take care of business early in the morning. So, you know, I mean,
no, it's kind of even trying to be.
Look, you know look, I, mean? I got at least I got business. You don't got no business.
You got shit. Cause I'm gonna tell you something.
Look, I'm a Super Saiyan. I'm a level 6 Super Saiyan. I will fucking spirit bomb you down the flight of stairs, acting all fucking tough over the phone. You a bad motherfucker, don't you think, huh? I will do it.
Why are you so angry?
Because you don't want to pay, you fucking cheap bitch.
I'm a cheap bitch.
You are cheap. You are cheap cracker bitch. You're all ashy. I bet you're ashy. Oh, I bet you got enough money to fucking pay for them fucking hair extensions and your nails and shit.
My nails and shit.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, I'm stalking you. Yeah, we got your financials and everything. We know you could afford.
You got my financials.
You cracker.
Okay.
You damn honky.
I'm a hoe.
Honky.
I'm a honky.
Yeah, well, no. If I was to call you a hoe, it would be a disrespect to the profession because I don't think you can make money sucking dick.
Sweetheart. What are you calling me from your house from? Because this is your job. Everything is being recorded.
Okay, good.
So I know you're not professional. I know you're not professional.
I don't give a shit. You're not professional.
You're not even professional.
You don't like to. You don't.
Back.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me back?
You didn't
why,
say. You didn't say not to
why
call
am
you
I
back.
On your mind?
You didn't tell me to
why
not call
you
back.
Why are you bothering me?
Why don't you hang up?
Me?
Why don't you hang
you
up then?
Money?
Why don't you hang up?
Tell me the address to send you money.
Yeah,
I'll
go to the Chinese restaurant and give your tip
right.
Like a good human
which
being.
Which
why don't
which
you
Chinese
be why don't you be
it?
A why don't you be a human being?
Which
go
Chinese
to,
restaurant is it so I can bring
it's
you
called
your money?
Red Flag. It's around the corner from you. What are you
all
talking
right.
about?
I'll bring it to Red Flag. You have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, God bless.
Man, you're bad.
I bet I wonder if she even went back to sleep. She's like, this motherfucker called me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking all this shit. Called me a fucking honky.
But like, how did you get the number? Just a random number you called?
No, I was visiting a friend in the Bronx, and apparently someone like left a menu on the floor, teed out, and it had her number on it, and so I took it home. I took it home, and I was like, you know what? She needs to pay for littering. So, you know, I played social justice warrior, and I called her, and I said, hey, you didn't tip us.
Wow. You made her night.
Yes, I did. I ruined it. I bet she couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. She was all tired. She probably cursed out some poor chinos on around the corner. They're like, damn. and you know how they look at you. They don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're like, what? What happened? They look at you like,
I'm about to what? Kick a wing or both the right?
Yeah. Like what?
But is that restaurant real? I mean, is it really called that?
Yeah. No, it was a real. It was a real restaurant.
Oh crap! So she probably did go back the next day.
Yeah, she probably went the next day.
You probably got somebody and fired.
Yeah,
it wasn't even their fault.
No, they're all family run. And plus, who are they gonna fire? All Chinese people look like NPCs.
Oh man!
So they like
Louis is bad. Louis is so bad.
I know. It's fun. It's fun though. It's like then this time throw out your trash. Police your shit. Don't leave it all
wow.
on the ground. You're just asking for trouble.
Well, I shouldn't be saying this, but you could get like good numbers. You know, like when you go to rest stops and you go to the bathroom stall and it says for a good time call, and they got like a number.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do that next time. Get a number from like a stall and call this person. Hey, hi, I'm calling. You know, it says you can offer
nah,
me a good time.
Better yet, put my own number on there and see who calls.
Oh God, that would be funny. But you would need like a separate phone, like kind of like a burner phone.
Yeah, I do. I got
for that.
I got one.
You know that would be hilarious. Though. So that really would be hilarious.
Get one. I would get one easily and just put it on there. And then, you know, some sushi's call, like, oh, yeah, and win a good time. Hi, this is Officer Rodriguez. Where can we pick you up? Click. Something like
man.
That. Something. I've done that before. Like, on the show, I would post the phone number to the show on Craigslist.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the hook, when they used to have a hooker section. And have,
oh, my God.
And have motherfuckers call me.
Oh, man.
Either that or I did that to a radio show, a nationally syndicated radio show. I posted the phone number in New York, Chicago, and L.A.
Wow.
Put a fake picture of a woman, said $50, $50 for a BBJ. And then,
man, Louis.
And then I just listened to the radio show as they were calling, trying to get the girl.
And the, man.
The show host was like, "What the fuck is going on? I wish someone had let me in on the joke."
Oh, wow, Louis.
Poor Keith. I did that. Poor Keith. Oh. Yeah, you can't let us Puerto Ricans do anything.
Say that again?
You can't let us Puerto Ricans do anything.
Oh, God, man. Puerto Ricans, that's a whole new species of human.
Yeah. It's, oh, goodness. I get it from my grandmother because she likes fucking with people, too.
Oh yeah. No. I'd probably get nervous like making a prank call. I'd mess it all up.
Well, no, it takes a lot of practice. You got to keep your composure. I almost died laughing twice. Which is like, what the fuck do you want?
No, I mean, it's like I feel bad all of a sudden. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. This is just a prank. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I could like hold it. I'd probably laugh or you know.
Oh no, I grew up listening to the Luis Jimenez. You know those prank calls they used to play. Oh goodness, there's this one where he called. Like, there's this one recently I listened to. He called this dude. And said that his wife got AIDS.
And he's like, that his wife what?
That his wife got AIDS and he has to come in to be tested. He's like, oh my god, ASMA KMO.
Oh man, that's scary shit. That's some real scary shit.
He's like, damn, this is a cruel. And they even said this is a prank, a cruel prank. To do on somebody.
Damn. Tell you. Gotta be. I'm scared of the radio guys now.
Yeah, just. So if you have anyone you need to prank.
Okay, well, you know what? It's good. It's good to know that, yeah. Somebody ever does something, I'm like, okay, I know exactly who to call. Hey, Louie. So, got a little job for you.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, let me close out the show. So anyways, like to thank Ruben for coming on. Thank you for the invite, man. Yeah, man. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Please like, comment, subscribe. If you're listening to it on the podcast, please tell your friends and family to subscribe. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo. Anyways, like to thank everyone
for listening. Oh, fuck. Wrong one.
Wrong one. Holy fuck. Fuck. All right. Got the wrong outro. All right. Damn it. Where the hell did I put the ending? Okay. End times.
What was that?
Oh, that's the computer. Okay, outro, is this out?
Oh.
Oh, no, that's Lokissimo. All right.
Sounded like a rubber band hitting the speaker.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Ooh, like, ooh.
All right. Well, I lost my outro. I will have to, I'll freaking use it next week. But anyways, good night, everybody. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.